Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. We call us hockey experts. Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. I'm Rocky. Joining me today is Easy.
How y'all doing?
And BBB over here, Big Shot Beautiful Bob.
Let's get it.
It's four B's.
It's four B's.
That's right.
I can't count.
I don't know. I've lost count.
It's like my report card.
New year,
card.
I can't count anymore.
I was happy with B's on my report card.
Is it still 2012?
I was happy with D's on my report card. Oh, some D's on
D's?
It.
Oh, yeah. A couple of D's, man. Maybe a C.
Hey, a C, that was way too much expectations.
Easy.
Did you get money for grades?
What?
I did. I was trying to get A's all the time. I got them A's sometimes, and I still didn't get
paid.
You
said you get money for grades?
No, I said, did you? Like, no, I mean from your parents.
Mom, you still owe me for a couple of report cards.
Yeah. Bruh, mom didn't give you money for a grade?
Man, half the time, I didn't even try to show my parents my report card.
Oh, no, I didn't want to show them. I had to show them.
You know what I got told? I'm not giving you nothing but good grades. You supposed to have good grades. I'm like... Okay.
Yeah, why am I giving you money for something that you're supposed to do well?
Because I need an incentive. Because
it's a job.
It's a job.
I'm here busting my butt 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. I need to be paid.
You're not going to go to work if your boss look at you and be like, I'm not paying you. You here because you're supposed to have a job. Man, get away from me. You better give me some money. Shit. Stuff.
Well, welcome to today's show. We got a great show planned for you. We got some Hall of Famers to talk about. We got some of the year stuff to talk about. We got some dummies. But first, and most importantly, we got some enemies to talk about, especially old Stephen A.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me. And I'm looking right into the camera, and I'm going to say it again. You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
You know, this soundbite is still 4 months old, or three, and it still never gets old. Stephen A.
It's a good soundbite.
Do you got a enemy this week?
Not really. I'm still getting back into the swing of everything from the holiday seasons and stuff like that. But I'm probably gonna go ahead and say the Alabama Crimson Tide. So you know,
don't want to see them win.
I don't want to. I can't. As an LSU fan, I don't care if they represent the SEC. I don't care. Go Clemson.
Go Orange Tigers.
Go Tigers. Not Orange Tigers. Just go Tigers. It makes me feel better. Go Tigers.
I hate them damn Tigers. Need to be shot.
Wow.
Poaching
is a very serious offense, sir.
I'm approached this a different way this week. The enemy this week is cancer. We just went past the 1 year anniversary of the passing of Stuart Scott. Rest your soul, sir. Still out here trying to fight cancer, and we need to keep donating so we can get research and stuff done to beat this disease.
Absolutely. Man. January 4th was his anniversary date. And if you didn't see the video of his daughters,
that was awesome.
You should see it.
That was awesome.
It would bring tears to your eyes. Stu, thank you.
Booyah! Cooler than the other side of the pillow.
I love that, man. Cooler than the other side of the pillow.
Y'all, I mean, I'm a little bit older than you guys, but you don't. I grew up where, I was in Raleigh most, you know, during my school years, and Stu was close anyway because he was Winston-Salem and Raleigh area, I think some. But, you know, ESPN was huge during that time for me because ESPN2, the Deuce just got started. And, you know, the flavor that he did the show with and how he was just so different, and it was great.
Hey, welcome to all the people joining on Periscope. Appreciate y'all watching us. Stay tuned. You know, y'all just coming in. We're going to talk about the Hall of Famers that got voted in. We also going to talk about some of the awards for football and things like that.
So you got Clemson winning. Who you got winning, Alabama or Clemson?
We'll talk about that.
Oh, no. Okay. Whoa, no.
No.
I don't have Clemson winning. I want Clemson to win.
Oh, see.
That's on tomorrow's show. But before we go to tomorrow's show, who is your enemy of the week this week? Do you have one?
He said cancer.
Did you say? Oh, you said cancer. Yeah, that's right. Cancer. My fault. Mine is Jerry Jones. There's a real good reason. Jerry, 4-12 don't cut it in Dallas.
Sure it does.
A championship's the only thing we are after, and you ain't helping right now, Brody.
Brody,
because you're not my buddy.
Brother.
And you're so, not my brother.
Yeah.
You're my buddy.
You have to do something. Hire somebody to run that front office, and you stay the hell out of the way. Steven Jones, let him and the GM run that team, You sit to the side. I know it'll never happen, but he's my enemy this week.
I got it because he had just said something. I got to give a shout-out to a dude following us, 2001 USC. He said he can't ever pull for Clemson to win anything. University of South Carolina.
I feel you because you're
only
a game
one USC.
Oh, man.
Come on now. Come on now. They called Carolina USC.
USC is Southern California.
No, it's South Carolina.
USC South Carolina. Is not. Look.
They call it Carolina, too, but you know.
South Carolina is not won anything. Win a championship, ooh, then we'll start calling
you
something else.
Don't piss off the people watching us. That's my job.
Sorry, Gamecocks. Y'all had to take it on the chin right there. Ouch.
Taking my ball and going home.
You know, just like your old ball, coach.
Oh, hey. No. Oh, no.
It's another shot. You see, I ain't the only one firing the shots. But anyway, moving on from South Carolina and everything else, because she is the ugly sister of the South.
Oh.
Of the Carolinas, I mean.
Good Lord.
Ken Griffey Jr. Let's talk about Major League Baseball. Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Piazza voted in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Griffey was 99.3%. Three voters left him off the ballot.
Who the hell are you?
I am changing my enemy of the week to the three people that left him off the ballot.
Well, they couldn't give him 100% because his 99% was the highest percentage of any first-time ballot Hall of Famer to get in, higher than Nolan Ryan, Ty Cobb, Cal Ripken Jr. So
right.
they showed him love.
He should have been 100%. There's no way, and I understand, I heard a reasoning today, is you leave him off of different ballots to vote for other people to get in, because you know he was going to get in no matter what.
Okay, I understand
that to a point.
And plus, he has no rings.
But
that's not his fault, though.
What? We're talking about Baseball Hall of Fame. Are you really saying, because he didn't get rings?
You can't get 100% without no title, man.
But that's not
his fault. Yes, you can.
That's not his fault.
I'm sorry. If you watch this man play, this is one of the top five players.
Oh, I know
ever
how great Griffey
to
was
be in the game.
The kid, no rings.
The kid.
I need some rings.
The kid was.
I want some rings with my performance.
Nah, man.
No, baseball championship is probably the hardest thing to win.
It's hard. It's
in all sports.
That is definitely baseball. Without a doubt, is definitely the biggest team sport.
Right.
There is. Because in hockey, you have a really good goalie and average shooters, you can win a title. We saw that with LA, the LA Kings. Football, you have a really good quarterback, you can win. You know, basketball, hell, you only need one or two really good players. And
well, we talked about last year what's the most influenced position in all sports, all right?
But when we
basketball,
talk about
LeBron
sport.
James, I'm saying NBA, NHL, football is a little bit lower. because
football is team too, because you can have a dominant defense.
You have a dominant defense
and a quarterback
and not be a great quarterback, but good enough to win.
I'm just
Trent Dilfer
to win a championship in baseball.
Yeah.
To win a championship in baseball, you
no, it's the biggest. It's I think it's probably the hardest.
You gotta have
in
pitching.
All sports.
You gotta have pitching. Well, no question.
You gotta have pitching, but you gotta have timely hit. Look at Kansas City.
I was gonna say we saw that.
Look
with
at
New
the
York.
Warriors. No, look at the Warriors this year.
But, yeah. but they went against the team that had really good pitching in New York, but still
but
beat
they
them.
Had timely hitting.
Yeah.
You gotta have timely hitting when you get to that time of year. So but Ken Griffey Jr., man, and played on some of the best teams, that Mariners team in 91. Was great that
they won
the
like
Yankees,
100-some games.
104, I think. I'll double check.
They won a ton of games.
But he should be unanimous. Mike Piazza was voted in. Congrats to my boy Piazza.
A Met.
And Scott, say what you want.
A Met,
you
baby.
Say what you want. He's a Dodger, too. He started off 7 years in L.A. He started one rookie of the year. He was an all-star 6 of 7 seasons in L.A. He had more RBIs in LA than he did New York, but because he was in New York, he's going to go in as a
Met. Yeah, his bus is going to have a New York baseball cap on it.
Yeah, because he was in New York. But he had 220 home runs in New York, 208 in LA. I already looked at stats. RBIs, he had more RBIs in LA. But he's going in.
Now, wouldn't it be funny, because it is Piazza, and he was known as a prankster and everything when he played, because he couldn't choose between L.A. and New York. Wouldn't it be funny if he had, like, a Padres or an Athletics hat on? That'd be kind of funny.
He could have a half Met, half Dodger cap.
That's what he was saying. Marlins, yeah.
Yeah, he played Marlins. We traded in Marlins. One of the saddest days ever for me in sports was when we traded him to Miami or Florida at the time. It was horrible. And that's the reason he won't go in. Don't forget, he's also Tommy Lasorda's godson, and he's not going to go in as a Dodger, but okay. Also, they are the highest and lowest picks to ever get into the Hall. Jeff Bagwell has 71%, Tim Raines 69.8%, Trevor Hoffman was 67.3%. Of those three, should one of those, did they get snubbed?
I think Tim Raines got snubbed, man. He in one particular category, I think it's the steals category, he is up there. He's only behind two people, Ricky Henderson and Ty Cobb. And those two guys are in the Hall of Fame. I think he gets in next year, because next year is the last year of his eligibility on the ballot. Poor Jim Edmonds only got 1.3% of the vote, so he got dropped off the ballot.
I can't believe he didn't get more votes.
Jeff Bagwell was 15 votes short. 15 votes.
Here's my problem with that. David Eckstein got a vote. Does anybody remember David Eckstein? He was 5'7" shortstop.
I know he helped the Angels win a title and the Cardinals win the World Series, but come on, man.
But he got a vote. Some of these guys got votes that I'm like, really?
Those Jim Edmund votes could have went to Jeff Bagwell or Tim Raines.
Or Trevor Hoffman. Who is his all-time saves leader?
Mark
right
McGuire
now.
Votes. They're not going to put him in. He still got like 12%. Why y'all even voting for Mark McGuire?
Go somewhere else. Yeah, that's what bothers me. You got to have 75% to get in. I think Bagwell should have got in. Bagwell should be in already.
He'll get in eventually.
Yeah. Did you have one?
No.
Okay.
No, a lot of those players are far before my time.
I know.
Well, not Jeff Bagwell.
But Tim Raines and Hoffman wasn't before you, Tom Miller. Hoffman was only years ago, dude. He was San Diego, though.
No, okay.
That's the problem with him is he was in San Diego.
And I was trying to find the season where the Mariners won all them games, but it wasn't 91 because they only won 83 games in 91.
It had to be 92, 93, 94.
Now, 91 was the year that Griffey and Griffey Jr. were on the team together.
Seattle.
That was 91.
Just type in the year that Seattle won 100-plus baseball games, and Google should pop
116
up.
116 games.
Pop up, populate the year.
They won 116 games in 2001.
Yeah, that was the Ichiro year when he first came over, won Rookie of the Year, and the MVP.
Boy.
They had Edgar Martinez at DH. They were deep that year, man.
Ichiro.
Ichiro.
yes.
He'll probably be he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Without a doubt. Whenever he does stop playing.
But please, writers, Baseball writers, please let Tim Raines in. Please don't snub this guy. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Tim Kirkchen, I know you get a vote. I know you you got to vote for him.
Yeah, Tim Raines. Tim Raines was great at the time,
too. And what is it?
They
vote. They get like three players or four players they get to vote for or something like that.
Yeah, three players.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, come on. Don't give David. The other one that got one was God. I'm trying to remember. Not Jim. The guy from Anaheim, also the Angels. But come on, man. You got to give votes to the guys getting them in the hall. You guys, well, let's go into sitting at the bar.
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who are you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
All right, you sitting at a bar this week, man, buddy?
I am. Cool. I am sitting at the bar with Rocky himself, Sylvester Stallone. Sylvester Stallone was stopped by, at the airport, Customs, okay. In Sydney, where they found 48 vials of HGH.
Wow.
Wow.
And then there were reports that witnesses saw him chucking 4 vials out of his hotel room before they could search it. I first heard this story yesterday, wow, listening to Dan Levitard. And yeah, I'm not. I mean, anybody who is surprised at this is just naive.
I mean, this guy's 70 years old. He's still swole.
The guy's like 100 years old. He's clearly taking something.
Well, you know what it was for when he had so many, right?
Because
they're getting ready to make Expendables 4.
Yeah, but 48 vials?
Yeah, but hold on a second. Hulk Hogan's in it.
Giving it to everybody.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's the party animal. He's Hulk Hogan's going to be the villain. Stone Cold Steve Austin's going to be in it. The Rock is going to be in it.
Well, The Rock doesn't take steroids.
I'm just saying. He probably doesn't anymore, but I'm saying he's giving it to Dolph Lundgren.
He's giving it to
Jason Statham. He's giving it all these other guys.
I thought I had to sit at the bar with him this
Terry
week.
Terry Crews.
Because, wow, 48 vials of HGH, brother. What? How are you even trying to hide that?
I can't believe you got it.
Why was he flying through regular flights anyway? Where's the PJ? We know you got plenty of money, Sly. What are you doing?
I don't know. But yeah,
you can't fly commercial with 48 vials of HGH.
Yeah, that was when I heard, wow, that story, I was like, good
so
Lord.
You don't sit at the bar with him while he's got 48.
I'm trying to get some of that
Hell
HGH.
Yeah.
I want to be buff too, I mean, man. Shoot.
I don't know if y'all noticed, but I've been working hard to lose some weight. You know, give me some HGH. Boy, I'll be in this thing swole.
Right. Like, what's up, man? It's all natural.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
Hey, bro, the show we did yesterday, you were still kind of fat. Like, damn, bro.
Well, who you sitting with?
Damn. Who am I sitting with?
I don't know.
Good question. I guess I'm sitting with Steph Curry, man. What's going on with your shins, dog?
You don't have a conversation with Steph?
What's going on? We can't have you missing games out for there in the Warrior Land if y'all going to beat this 72-10 record. We need you out there, man. All right. Come on, Steph.
Well, y'all are sitting with good people, I guess. I'm out in Las Vegas. I'm sitting with Johnny Manziel. I'm sitting with Johnny Football in his wig.
Who, Billy?
I'm sorry, Billy. Me and Billy sitting around. We're having some drinks.
I don't want to be nowhere. I don't want to be nowhere near.
I'm going to sit with him. I'm going to ask him about him going to Dallas. You know, how long it's going to take him to be the starting quarterback.
You know that's
for
where
the Cowboys.
Going.
I hope not.
You know that's where
it's
going.
It's going to be RG3, actually, which will be great. I'll take RG3 over him. But, Johnny, I'm going to sit with you one weekend, and we'll have a good time, man. At the bar.
All drinks on you, Johnny.
That's right. You know, real fast, let's go through our end-of-year rewards for football. Who was the MVP real fast, NFL?
Cam Newton.
I got to see one playoff game, but it's between Cam Newton and Carson Palmer. I got to see one playoff game.
No. Regular season. this award is regular season. It's not end of season. They give this award out before the Super Bowl.
I gotta go.
Carson Palmer got killed against Seattle, Cam Newton. Cam Newton, easy choice. Not even close right now. Not the way Cam played last two games.
I felt like he would have a MVP quality season. I didn't know he would actually win the MVP.
Well, no, he did. He had a great season. Who was coach of the year, real fast?
Ron Rivera.
I give Andy Reid and Bruce Arians
a lot of kudos. They get honorable mention, but.
Defensive player of the year.
Luke Kuechly.
I got Josh Norman.
Luke Kuechly. The reason I don't give it to Josh didn't have the stats. I wouldn't give it to Josh. And the New York game takes away from him for me.
I think if Norman wouldn't have had eight interceptions, it would have been easier. Or Coleman wouldn't have had eight interceptions.
If he would have had more interceptions, then I could give it to him.
But Kuechly played lights out, and he missed two games.
Right, I got to give it Kuechly.
Yeah.
Comeback player of the year, real fast.
Eric Berry.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You can't not go to Eric Berry.
No, I was getting ready to go with Carson Palmer, but damn.
No, you can't not go to Eric Berry.
I can't. Eric Berry.
I mean, Carson Palmer, no doubt, had a great comeback season, too, but Eric Berry came back from cancer.
You ain't got to defend that one. Who's the rookie of year on offense and defense, real fast?
Offense, I got Jameis Winston, 16 starts, took every snap for the Buccaneers. They tripled their win total from last year. So I got famous. Defensively, Leonard Williams from the Jets, defensive lineman.
I got Williams from the Jets, the defensive lineman, but I actually got Diggs, the wide receiver from Minnesota.
Really?
I'm not impressed with Winston's stats. Mariota had a better season statistically.
He had the fourth most yards. I'm saying really on offense for both of y'all. I'm going Amari Cooper. I mean, over 1,000 yards. I gotta give it Cooper over.
There are a lot of guys offensively this year. Todd Gurley could get a nod. I mean,
I'll give it Cooper. I think Cooper had the better. Gurley started off slow and kind of slowed down. I gotta go with Cooper. It was outstanding. Defensively,
I think because Diggs is in the playoffs, I know it's not Cooper's fault.
Diggs has really struggled the last 6 weeks of the season. He has not even shown up the last six. He's barely
and then
got
Gurley
catches.
Gurley had that stretch of four or five games where he was pretty bad. Amari Cooper had a few games where he didn't show up.
They've all had stretches where they weren't there.
They're great, yeah.
But when I always feel like they go the pretty pick, which is why they usually go quarterback. And it's sad because Winston's probably going to win it, but Mariota had a better season statistically, which is kind of irritating that.
I think Mariota missing four games.
It hurts him.
It hurts him. Man.
It hurts him.
And then it questions his durability. Like, is he going to be able to play 10 years in this league?
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Defensively, I got to go with who is Oakland's linebacker they drafted this past season? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. I just know Khalil Mack.
Yeah, I got Khalil Mack.
But that was a few seasons ago.
That was a couple years ago. I can't think right now. Not Lofton. I thought it was I don't see him.
But you can give a big kudos to Marcus Peters out in Kansas City, too. Even though he did miss a couple games.
I wouldn't give it Peters, though. I would give it to Williams, the Jets.
The person I kind of nod to a little because he did finally – we started to see him the last 4 weeks was Beasley. We really started to see him play the last 4 weeks.
But it took him so long, and then the Falcons were out of it by then. At least the Jets were still
But at least we started to see what he could do, and that was – I mean, that's huge. Yeah. So.
All right. So there you go.
There you go.
Do you guys have a dummy of the year?
Colin Kaepernick.
Really?
We were about to rename the award for him.
Chip Kelly? He's an idiot. He's an idiot.
It's between Colin Kaepernick and the fan who caught the ball with the baseball visor. I'm trying to debate which one was worse.
That was pretty funny.
I'm gonna go with the visor guy. But anyway, there's your dummies of the year. Speaking, we got some new dummies for 2016, which I know everybody can't wait for. So let's go into it.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week.
All right, Jerry, go ahead. Y'all got some?
I only have one, and it is Mr. Johnny Manziel. Not only has he probably ruined any chance he has of being any type of a player in the NFL, but you had the backing and the support of one of the biggest name athletes in the world as far as being in and working with LeBron James's marketing company. That is done now. LeBron James' marketing company has cut ties and they have dropped Johnny Manziel. You, sir, are my dummy of the week, and I'm actually debating changing Chip Kelly to you as the dummy of the year because you're just an idiot.
Yeah. You got any?
My running one, until y'all win 10 games, the Philadelphia 76ers, I know y'all up to four wins on
three
the season.
Three wins this month.
But, dude, y'all still terrible. The 76ers.
All right. One, Jerry Jones for saying he is taken aback by a four-win season. I'm not. I mean, hey, this is what happens when you don't have depth at QB and wide receiver. There was no thought on replacing Jason Garrett, though. How you say that, I don't know. Mike Tyson fails horrible on a hoverboard. I don't know if you guys got to
I
see
saw
it.
That.
I don't know why the hell his big self was out. On a
he was riding. He was like, yeah, let me speed up. Oh, bam.
You know them things got weight limits. I don't know what your big self is doing on
Shaq that. Was riding one?
He probably had one custom made.
He had to, because that dude, Shaq, is like 500 pounds.
That's a big dude.
But Mike Tyson falling was great. Trevon Boykin suspended after a bar fight before the Alamo Bowl versus Oregon. Come on, dude.
Like, boy, what were you doing? What's wrong with you?
You can't understand. Come on, man. You can't. I mean, it's the last game of your career.
See, he was in for curfew check-in, and then he snuck back out and ended up getting in a fight.
I actually do have one more, too, after you get done.
Well, go ahead.
The NCAA for allowing – I know it was quick, fast, and I don't know if anybody – I know some people saw it, but Bosa getting ejected during the bowl game for a targeting call, which was horrendous.
It was targeting.
He hit, no, it was not. He hit him in the chest. And this is my problem with the reason it was called targeting. The motion for targeting is a hand to the head. He hit the kid in the chest. He had his head down, and I get what they're trying to say, that he was leading with the crown of his helmet. But the problem is motion. Your motions were moving. He could have been trying to hit him with his shoulder.
The problem with the rule is it needs to be adjusted. It was. He did lead with the crown. So it's an automatic ejection, which that's a problem. It should be like different flagrant fouls in the NBA.
I think if you get two targeting calls in a game, then you should be ejected.
Well, no, I think it should be like a flagrant one or flagrant
something
two.
Something like that.
You know what I'm saying? But then if it's like a flagrant two, he's ejected.
Yeah.
If it's flagrant one, it's a foul.
Nobody stepped in to allow a kid who has worked so hard in his college career to finish the last game of his career at college was just absolutely ridiculous.
But you can't change the rule at this game.
I know. I'm just
saying.
It
needs to be looked at in the end of the season.
Yeah.
But you're talking about the most corrupt, one of the most corrupt sports businesses in the world. FIFA and NCAA hold, I think Seb Blatter and NCAA president hold hands in the park every week.
That irritated me, and they needed to get a dummy. That irritated me.
Eagle fan takes shots. Yeah, that happens. At Michael Irvin, but Irvin got the last laugh. Eagle fan actually, he said, Michael Irvin, but we ended your career. Michael Irvin said, but I took three rings before it ended. You still looking for your first, buddy. Thanks for engaging.
Nice.
And he posted engagement rings.
Drop the mic, kid.
So there you go. Play
the second round knockout right
player
there.
Play of us. December 31st was the last day Notre Dame had to pay Charlie Rice, who was paid $19 million since he was fired 6 years ago from Notre Dame.
Well, it must have been nice to be Charlie Rice for the last 6 years.
Hey, almost as good as Bobby Bonilla.
He's still getting paid.
I know, for another 15 years.
Damn.
Like, thank you, New York Metropolitans. We appreciate it.
ESPN cuts away from Stanford's banned halftime show after trolling Iowa.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
People don't loot.
I don't know if you guys got to see it. Conor McGregor themed beer, 13 seconds sold at Dublin Pub.
Yes.
Did you see it?
Yes. It was awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What is some kind of Guinness?
There's the picture. Yeah, I think it's like a Guinness.
Yeah, it's a dark.
It's a dark.
Yeah.
But yeah, here you go.
It's a dark stout.
13 seconds.
I wonder if they sell that in the stores. I might have to go pick one up.
I love Conor McGregor.
I wish they would, too. I'll try it. Next time I go to Dublin, I will try that.
It's a frequent visit for us, you know.
No, I didn't say that. Come on now. The next one is Walt Clyde Frazier's suit during his broadcast of the Knicks games versus the Hawks.
Wow.
I don't know what you're wearing, Clyde, but, dude, you got some zebra. You got some tiger. You got
giraffe.
You got everything in that
he
suit.
He wears some colorful stuff.
He does. I didn't realize that until I saw his suit. So
he's got one of the smoothest voices in telecasting, man.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. This is Easy's favorite. Robert Aguirre, a kicker for Florida State, thank you, has declared for the NFL draft. He's the first kicker to declare as a junior.
And watch, he will get drafted in the fifth round or higher. Watch.
They need some kickers. There are bad kickers out here,
You
man.
Are talking about a dude that as a sophomore in college can kick and make with yards to spare a 70-plus yard field goal. I'm telling you, Pittsburgh's going to trade up to get him.
I agree.
Ryo, Florida State. Come grab your jersey.
The three people who left Ken Griffey Jr. off the ballot for the Hall of Fame, you're a dummy. Johnny Manziel, we already talked about, right?
Yeah.
As a dummy. Yeah, all right, you're a dummy. Danny Cannell. Well, actually, I'm going to go to that one. But Cam Newton tries to steal a fan's Bucks jersey, falls on face.
I saw that.
Why are you trying to steal a jersey? Why are you trying to mess with a jersey?
Because he's a dick.
He doesn't want any of that stuff in his sight.
You can't do that, though. Do you know how much those tickets are to get there? You can't sit there and pull stuff away. Please try to defend him on this.
He's gonna do it.
I would have been mad, especially if I spent my money on my Jameis Winston jersey, and you come trying to snatch it out of my hand.
He's gonna wind
That's
up.
What I'm saying.
He's gonna wind up getting fined.
I mean,
if he keeps doing
well,
this.
Think he took this. The first one was the banner.
Sign.
Okay, now he's a jersey, and what it was, he was going around the crowd trying to get high fives and cheering. Buddy, that's fine. Why are you trying to take a jersey out of somebody's hand?
And if he thinks for 1 second that Seattle isn't going to bring stuff, because if they play Seattle, every team in the NFC playoffs are good traveling teams.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think for 1 second that you're not going to see it you in the playoffs, you better have your mind focused on one thing and one thing
only. And
he's
going to be snatching that stuff too. Give me that.
I can't believe you defended him on that, man.
I can't. Yeah.
Don't bring that stuff in our house, not to the bank.
That's not an issue. If somebody wants to bring something, you know, they're wearing a jersey.
Fans,
it's not like they're wearing a banner.
Just be aware that Cam Newton might snatch your stuff out your hands. So if you see him come running by,
just,
you might
yank it up.
Pull it back.
I just, come on, man. And last but not least, Danny Cannell dressed like, you know, with this turtleneck last weekend. I'm trying to figure out what he was doing.
He's rocking a different look, the turtleneck and the suit coat.
He ain't come back yet.
That ain't 1995, yeah, man.
He's trying to bring it back. Danny Cannell won a Heisman Trophy, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So he can wear whatever he wants to.
Fair enough.
All right. If you say so, dude. All right. Well, anything else for you guys?
Sports is life.
You know what it is. Live life, love sports, baby.
And catch us everywhere. And have a great day.
Zombies.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got